It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, February 6th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. 1 to 2 days earlier than expected, a two-block stretch of one of Charles City's busiest roadways has reopened. City crews were on site Saturday morning to work on a water main break along Gilbert Street, U.S. Highway 18, on the south side of the Floyd County Courthouse. The break caused the street to be closed from the intersection of Gilbert and South Main to the intersection of Gilbert and South Johnson Street. City Street and Water Superintendent Corey Speaker said the water main break was repaired Saturday morning within hours of it being reported, but the damage caused to the city street was fairly significant. The city indicated on Sunday that the street was expected to remain closed for the majority of this week. However, crews worked quickly and the road was reopened at about 10 o'clock this morning. Personality clashes are threatening efforts of the Floyd County EMS Advisory Council. The group is tasked with making recommendations to the Board of Supervisors on the parameters of a tax levy to raise money for providers of emergency medical services in the county and possibly a county-run ambulance service. During their meeting yesterday, supervisors discussed resignations from the EMS Council by key members, most notably its chair, Charles City Councilman Patrick Lumley. Supervisor Jim Jorgensen, a non-voting member of the council, said disruptions in EMS Council meetings have triggered Lumley's decision, plus the loss of valuable time in an effort to get the measure on the ballot this September.
We're losing ground right now. I know Pat had things on a timeline calendar. We're going to do this and this and this at a certain time, and that's all stopped. There's 2 weeks that we've lost. It was a great team. They all had experience in the medical field, ambulance one way or another, or they had experience with the previous push for the levy, and they learned from what they did wrong and they learned from what they did right.
Jorgensen also noted that Floyd County Medical Center CEO Donette Willis has also contemplated resigning if Lumley was not on board. At the center of the controversy is Brandy Molitor of the Floyd County EMS Association. Lumley acknowledged issues with her to supervisors, as well as why her group doesn't qualify to be represented on the EMS Council.
More importantly, the Floyd County EMS Association is a nonprofit organization. Even though they say Floyd County, it's not a representation of Floyd County. They are an educational organization. They're established for educational purposes.
Even if she's not a voting member, Molitor told supervisors she should still be allowed to express opinions to help the EMS tax levy move forward.
I'm driven by passion, not by my overall goal. It's just to help people in our community. So that's my overall goal and all it's ever been. So sorry this has caused a conflict. I guess the overall goal is outweighed by personality or personal things and insight, and if somebody would have maybe talked to me about it, it wouldn't have been an issue, but I can't do anything if I don't know.
Supervisor Dennis Kiefer said he hopes the differences don't derail the EMS Advisory Council objectives.
We've got to keep this commission going forward. They're doing what's considered to be something of value for the community, the ambulance service. And I don't know if it passes or not, but it's just something for the good for the county, and I hate to see it come to an end like this.
Other than acknowledging the resignations of Lumley and Dawn Stout of AMR Ambulance, supervisors took no action on adding or restructuring the EMS Council. A Charles City man has been accused of assaulting minor children. The Charles City Police Department arrested 37-year-old Pedro Rodriguez last week on a Floyd County warrant, charging him with assault causing bodily injury or mental illness, a serious misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, on or about December 18th, Rodriguez allegedly admitted to using a belt to discipline three children, but claimed he struck them on their buttocks area. Investigators say the kids told DHS and CCPD that they were struck with the belt across their backs and shoulders. A warrant for his arrest was issued Thursday, and he was taken into custody the same day. Rodriguez has since posted bail of $1,000 and is scheduled for an initial appearance in Floyd County District Court on February 14th. A North Iowa 18-year-old will plead guilty and avoid trial for sexual exploitation of a minor. Last August, Wyatt Mitchell of Allison was arrested by the Butler County Sheriff's Office on a charge of sexual exploitation of a minor caused to engage in the act a Class C felony. According to court records, Mitchell is accused of sending sexual messages to a 13-year-old female through Snapchat. Further investigation of his Snapchat account determined that the alleged activity occurred several times over multiple months, possibly starting around April 20, 2023. Mitchell, who turned 18 on April 3, 2023, pleaded not guilty in September, and he was scheduled for trial on February 20th in Butler County District Court. Yesterday, his defense counsel filed a motion for a plea change hearing, indicating that the parties have come to an agreement regarding a guilty plea in this case and that Mitchell has agreed to the plea agreement. A plea change hearing has now been scheduled for March 4th. Mitchell also has a March 28th trial date for a felony eluding charge after he was accused of leading law enforcement on a pursuit that ended when he crashed his vehicle in Waverly on April 10th of last year. Mitchell was injured in the wreck and spent several days in the hospital before he was arrested. He has pleaded not guilty. A Charles City man convicted in November for assault and vandalism has been arrested for violating his probation. Charles City Police initially arrested 37-year-old Dean Nave in September after he was accused of grabbing, hitting, and choking a female victim before she got into her vehicle and locked the doors. He then allegedly broke the driver's side window, and the victim suffered several small cuts to her arms and hands. In late November, Nave pleaded guilty to domestic abuse, assault, strangulation, and fourth-degree criminal mischief, and he was sentenced to 1 year of supervised probation. However, last month, probation violation reports were filed, noting that Nave failed to complete a court-ordered domestic abuse program, as well as a substance abuse and mental health evaluation. He was also caught panhandling and drinking alcohol in public in Mason City in January. Court records also show Nave was arrested the day after his November conviction for violating a no-contact order against his female victim, plus public intoxication, and for fighting with officers while he was being taken into custody. A new warrant was issued for his arrest, and CCPD took him back into custody last Thursday. A probation revocation hearing for Nave is scheduled for March 1st in Floyd County District Court. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.